4 minutes after six with the grease man. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, honey. Good morning.
I figured I'd give you a little cute hello like my mama used to give me. Used to place a moist kiss on my forehead every morning. No rattling alarm clock needed, not with mama nearby. I'd be lying under the covers and she'd creep into the room and say, "Hi, honey."
I'd say, "No." She'd say, "Come on, honey." I'd say, "No." She'd say, "Come on." I'd say, "No, no, no." She'd say, "Yes, yes, yes, sir." I'd say, "I don't want to." She'd say, "Come on." I'd say, "No." She'd say, "Come on, yes."
All right, Mom, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. It's 4 minutes after, 5 after 6, actually. Cold outside, man. Well, not that cold. 52 degrees, but feels cold compared to yesterday, huh? Well, they tell you. Yesterday you left the house, it was 75. This morning, 52. You'll need a little light something on your shoulders this morning. Let's see what else is happening today. It's supposed to be, well, the weather forecast partly sunny with a high in about 65. Oh, God. And then Friday, chance of rain, high in the 60s. Geez, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Instead, the weather's too depressing. Let's go thumbing through the paper. Thumbing through the paper. Thumbing through the paper once again. Hey, hey. Let's see here. Zoological Society directors have canceled a benefit for the troubled Atlanta Zoo because only 55 of the 6,000 prominent Atlantans agreed to attend. That were invited. The zoo has been a center of controversy since several animals, some loaned by other zoos, have died there. Can you imagine? You have some fancy damn animal you loan to the Atlanta Zoo and the thing turns up dead, dead, dead. My God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Well, I guess I can't believe it. I was at the Atlanta Zoo one time. I was there with Estelle. I was there on business at Peachtree Plaza. And I happened to check out the zoo. And I couldn't believe it. The place was in total disarray. There were zookeepers sitting around smoking Winstons, leaning in their chairs against the wall while the animals wallowed in dung. The walkways were unclean. The grass was untrimmed. I was shocked, stunned, and stupefied. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the more I thought about it, this is probably the most, I don't know, social protest I've ever made. I decided I was going to turn those animals loose. I thought to die fighting for freedom, for those animals to be swinging hand over hand on vines trying to make their way through Atlanta city traffic would be better to know the taste of freedom than to sit there in a dung-speckled cage, untended flies all over their backs. It was horrible. Lions were in cages that were way too small for them. I couldn't believe it. Finally, I walked over to the gorilla cage, probably the most mighty of the beasts in there, because they look almost human. I walked over to the gorilla cage, and I jimmied that lock, and I swung the gate wide, and I said, "You're free. Free! Get off that stupid swinging tire! Put down that nasty gruel they've thrown you! And run for freedom!" And them two gorillas just looked at each other, looked at me and said, "I said, wait a minute. Don't you understand? I'm giving you your freedom! You mean to tell me you would rather just sit here and swing on that stupid tire?"
"That's right, I said your mama."
"But wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm talking about the ability to walk forever!
Your mama.
The ability to wander the streets standing proudly and boldly."
"Your mama."
"You mean to tell me you'd rather just sit there picking at your face and grossing out people?"
"That's right, I said your mama."
"But wait a minute. You could die in this place. Nobody's taking care of you guys."
"Your mama.
You keep out of this. I'll talk to the orangutans later. But wait a minute now. Come on out of here."
"Your mama."
I couldn't believe it. They just rejected me so completely, so brutally, that I finally walked to the next cage where the orangutans were. I said, "You guys, listen. Listen, I can get your cage open. I can get your cage open, and you can get free. You can walk out of here. You can kill people if you want. Any zookeepers that have ever brutalized you with cattle prods or anything, you can brutalize them back. This is your chance for revenge and glory. Sure, you may get hit by a car in the city streets, but at least you'll be free. What do you say, guys? What do you say?" They just looked at each other and said,
"That hunky muffy messy got to be running coal upside down his head, you know."
"Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man."
"I say, hey, Sky. Southern say I won't see.
Uh-huh.
Pray to Jay, I did the same old, same old.
Hey, Knock yourself a pro, Slick. Great matter of fact, law performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yackle. Leg her down or smack him, yack him. Cole got to be.
You guys are nuts. I'm giving you the chance of your lifetime to get free. And you're not, you know, as I walked around the display and marked the great apes, I was so frustrated. Estelle was scratching her head. I figured the chimps, maybe the chimps, the playful chimps, they could lead the way. The chimps have always led the way. Always the first ones to do the daring things. Always the first one to swing upside down. The chimps may be the salvation. I ran into the chimps. I said, please, please, what do you guys say? Are we men or are we mice? Are we going to make a break for it?
I'm happy to see you again.
No, stop singing.
I'm happy because you are my friend.
You'll attract attention.
I haven't seen you for a long, long time.
Shoo-wink.
Happy that you're doing fine.
Let's make a break for it.
I'm happy to see you again. I'm happy because you are my friend. I haven't seen you in a long, long time. Happy to see you again.
Stop it.
Happy to see you in a friend.
You look like idiots. Get your hands out from under your armpits.
You know I'm happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. Oh, I haven't seen you for a long, long time.
It's been a week.
Happy to see you again.
I ran in there. I was so furious. I said, I'm giving you the opportunity of a lifetime, and you want to stay here, you stupid, unbelievable. I can't believe you just want to stay. Well, you don't make them mad, because they're strong. They could take a retreaded tire and pull it right in half, and one of them grabbed me by the throat and held me up so that I had to say, please, put me down. Oh, they just hurled me into the wall disdainfully and went at picking at that goop on the floor of the zoo. I said, come on, Estelle, let's go. It's no good. There's one big old gorilla there just kind of leaning against the wall. You know, one of them kind where its head's just kind of buried in a sea of fat, but them eyes look angry. Look angry, beady, and mean. I said, what about you? What about you, old wise one? You just sat there through this whole procedure, just staring at us. I tried to make a break for freedom, and you just sit there staring. You don't deride me. You don't hate me. You don't do anything except sit there and stare and occasionally pick a flea off your massive belly. The hell are you going to do here? This zoo is the pits. It's a flop house. Are you going to be able to live here?
I'm going to chill out and struggle, do this and do a little of that. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Yeah.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
I give up. Hey, cut. A cold day to